Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amud Beis, on the last line, just had the sugyas of nailed shoes, which we said, the Torah says in Simon Shin Aleph, that Bizman Azeh, one doesn't have to worry about, and that there are so many details, the fact there are so many details, as we discussed yesterday, and so many different limitations, that we could just learn about it and not have to worry about it, even if we would have nailed shoes, nailed sandals. Again, remember, shoes, there's no issue. Shoes, the Gemara said, that if you're tofer mibifnim, there's no problem. It's just nailed. Somebody has a nailed sandal, so then it would be an issue, but even bizman hazeh l'chora is not an issue. We do use sandals today, not only just to wear, but for hilchas chalitza. You can't wear any of their special chalitza sandals that the different bate dinim have. They have a mesorah on, with a lot of straps that go around the leg, so there is a specific type of sandal used bizman hazeh for chalitza, if it ever has to be done. It's not too common, but if somebody dies, it's not a happy occurrence. It means a sibling died without children, and I think it's day 91. We do chalitza. If there's a brother, then we don't do yibum today, obviously, since bizman a mishnah, we don't do yibum, but we do chalitza, but it's done with a specific type of sandal even today. Okay, says the Gemara on the last line. V'lo b'yachid, bizman she'ein b'rag lo maka. The Mishnah had said, back to the Mishnah on yesterday's daf Samach, the Mishnah listed off types of more items that a person cannot go out with on Shabbos. One of them, the first one, was the sandal hamasumar, which is, as you remember, Shabbos Samach sandals. Sandal sumar. That's how you remember yesterday's daf. Sandal hamasumar is yesterday's discussion. Today, the next item on the list is one shoe. Person cannot walk out with one shoe in a place without an Erev if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. If somebody has a big cast on his foot, so obviously he can't get a shoe on there, there's no problem. But if he doesn't have a cast, doesn't have a wound, then he can't go out with one shoe. If you remember, Rashi quoted two different opinions why that is. Either because people are going to be choshed him that he's carrying the other one. So that's number one, so it's a chashad issue. Number two, people are going to laugh at him, and then he's going to end up taking off his one shoe and carry it. So it could be, the issue is the worry about others, or is the worry about him? Right, the two deos that Rashi has. Okay, so we'll have to see how both of those deos fit throughout the sugya that we talk about now. Says the Gemara, ha yesh baraglo maka, but if he would have a maka on his foot, nafik, he would be able to go out. Beheminayu nafik. Which one? Which foot has to have the shoe? What is the Gemara's leniency? Amrav Huna, ba'otza sheyesh b'maka. The one that has the maka, the one that has the wound, that's the one that needs the shoe. Alma, so what do you see from there? Ksavar sandal l'shum tsar avid. We assume that the sandal is l'shum tsar to prevent pain. And I don't want my wounded foot to have pressure on the floor. I want it to have a cushion. So that's why the foot that has the wound has to have the sandal. That is number one. V'chia barav amar, no, bosa she'en b'maka. It's the foot that does not have the wound. The one that has the wounds, you know, maybe you're not even putting any pressure on. It's the one that does not have the wound that gets the sandal. Alma ksavar l'shum tainugavid. So what do you see from Chia Barav? That the sandals l'shum tainug, it means just general enjoyment. L'shem tainug, what is l'shum tainugavid? Rashi, on the sixth skinny line, Adam istinis virach, umakirin mitoch ma'asav, shenol na'alo achas shehu istinis, v'zu makasa mochachas oleho, umevinim shemaka monatami linol. Right, they realize that the reason you can't put your shoe on the other foot is because you have a maka. Right, but a regular shoe is put on the other foot because that is just basic, general normative behavior. Vazushish ba maka, makasa muchachas aleha. Realize why the shoe is not on the other foot. So it's a machlokas. Machlokas amoraim. Which shoe are we talking about that if it has yesh baraglo maka, which one does he, if he has a maka, he's allowed to go out. Which one has it? Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav Huna. That said, Rav Huna, who says that you need the shoe on the wounded foot, Damar le Rabbi Yochanan le Rav Shimon bar Abba, Havli Misanoi. What did Rabbi Yochanan ask Rav Shimon? Can I please have my shoes? Havli Misanoi. Yavle Diamin. He gave him his right shoe. Give him his right shoe. Amar le Asito Maka. You have treated me as if I have a maka. How do you know from there that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the one that gets the maka is the one that is the only one that could be, he holds like Rav Huna, that he puts the shoe on the one that has the maka. So let's wait a minute. V'dilma k'chia barav svirlei. He only gave him one shoe. So how do we know? Why is he saying automatically, oh, right, you made me as one who has a makkah? How do we know that it was specifically the one that has the makkah? So I see the question, maybe he holds like chiyah barav. Fahachi kamar asita shel small makkah. Maybe he holds like chiyah barav, who says that you wear the shoe on the one that does not have the makkah. He gave him the right one, so people are going to think that he has the makkah on the left one. Right, how do we know? So v'yazer, Rabbi Yochanan, litaymei. Rabbi Yochanan, no, goes going according to his reasoning. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, kitfilin, just like tfilin. Kach min olin, so two shoes. Ma tfilin bismol, just like tfilin, we put, for a righty, we put on our left arm, yadcha, yad keha, the weaker arm. So we put on our left arm. Ach min olin bismol, so two shoes, we put on the left one first. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you put on the left shoe first. And therefore what? Therefore what? Rashi says, since then he got the right one first, he wouldn't have put on the left one at all. He would have only put on the right one. And he says, Asidu Kishalmaka. So that's how you know that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Huna. The first question is, why wouldn't he? So what? That he got, okay, he usually puts the left one on first. So he got the right one first, so why wouldn't he put the left one afterwards? Well, so says the Netziv, in the Meromei Sada right here, I haven't looked at his words in a long time, there is a Netziv on all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, right, and many of the Masechtos. Says the Netziv right here, he says, Umuchach, de Rabbeinu Svirlei, talking about Rashi, who explains the Gemara this way, right, de Svirlei, de kol sheyesh lahaktim echad al chaveiro below hiktim, if you were supposed to do something first, and you didn't, then you don't do it afterwards. Aser la sosa klal. Why? Because once Chazal tell me that I should put, we'll get to the Lamais in a minute, once Chazal tell me that I'm supposed to put the left one on first and then the right one, so if I get the right one and then I put on the left one, then I'm violating, I'm over al divrei Chazal. So then I can't put on the other one. I can't go out of order against what Chazal told me. So it says the Netziv, that's the pshat of Rashi. Once you get the right, so this time we'll have to go out with one shoe. That's what we'll have to do because he wouldn't want to violate divrei Chazal. The Imkain, he says, if this principle is true, I'll bring this to another area. The Imkain, gam bebrachus. What about brachus? What if you're supposed to say a mizonos on something? And instead, you said a, right, you have a mizonos and a shahakal in front of you. You're supposed to, the rule is, you're always supposed to say the most specific bracha first and then go out, if you know. Even though that's not called brachus and tzricha. Oh, you can make a shahakal on everything. You know, that's, no. Chazal enacted different brachos for different foods. So if I have a salad in front of me, and I'm eating it with a cracker, and in the salad there's fruits and vegetables, and one is not more ikur than the other one, so what do? I gotta make three brachos. I gotta make first a mizonos, right, so fine, I make a mizonos. And then I have to make a ha'etz, and then a ha'adama. Let's say there's mango in there, and strawberries in there, and lettuce in there, and other cucumbers, whatever it is. So I make a ha'etz first, then adama. What happens if I make adama first? Says the Netziv, in that case, he says, according to this principle, you don't make ha'etz. Besides the fact that you're yotze with adama, in the case of brachas. But you don't make ha'etz because once you go out of the order of Chazal, you can't go out of order. Chazal told you to do it in a certain order. Shem hikten bircha shahakal abroi, my name is Onos. He goes even further. He said, if you were mocked in the shahakal, maybe you can't eat the mizonos until you say a bori nefashos. And then you finish that bracha, and then you say a mizonos. But then he says, the poskim don't say this. He says, this would be the extension of the principle of Rashi, that if Chazal tell me to go in a certain order, and then I messed up the order, I can't do the second act, like I can't put on the other shoe, I can't eat the cookie, until I say a bori nefashos on the other item. But he says, Chazal don't say this. Chazal don't say, the poskim don't say this. He quotes another example of this. He says, what happens if you put on the shel yan and the shel roshi discusses? But he says, kimidume, shaposkim les luchidishet. They don't hold like it. It must be, in our case, srichim lefari shakamara kanasito make, that at that moment, you look at that moment, even if, you know, you're gonna go out of order later, okay. Either way, but it's an important Rashi. That's how, you need that Rashi to read the Gemara. Because that's how you understand Asito Shalmaka, and we prove there, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Huna, that it's the Ba'osa Sheish Ba'maka, he'll be wearing it on the shoe, on the foot, that has the Maka. Good, let's continue a little bit, and then we'll talk about the Lamaisa of shoes. Says the Gemara Meisvei, so what did Rabbi Yochanan say? First, you do the left, right, just like Tefillin. First the left, and then the right. That was the problem. Rabbi Yochanan got his right shoe first. Meisvek shu Noel, Noel shall yamin. Rabbi Yochanan Noel shall smol, just the opposite. The Brice against Rabbi Yochanan. Right, you put on the right one first, then in the left one. So Amar Rav Yosef, Hashta Detanya Hachi. V'yamar Rav Yochanan Hachi, since we have a Brisa that says one way, and Rav Yochanan says that says the other way, Da'avid Hachi Avid, U'da'avid Hachi Avid. Whatever you want. Very unusual in Shas. Right, I think we had this once already before in Shas. We had this back in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachas. If you remember, Rav Yudan HaChachamim, Mincha, until Plaga Mincha, until Shkia, the Gemara there also said, Da'avid Kamar Avid, Da'avid Kamar Avid, as long as you don't mix and match. Right, as we said, the Tartar Tassastri problem. But that's where it says here. But here too it says, since there's a Brisa, and Rav Yochanan says what he says, so we have a suffix, we don't know, and therefore you could do whatever you would like. Amar Le Abaya, one second. Even before we do the next line, Top Tosfos Pirish the Brisa lo pliga Rabbi Yochanan lo Rabbi Yochanan Brisa. That's the assumption of the Gemara, right? You might have said that Rabbi Yochanan, you know, is rejected. Rabbi Yochanan was an early Amora, so we can say he could maybe he's on the level like Rav Tanu Palig. So Rabbi Yochanan was also pretty early, and early. I mean, he was not earliest, but not late. So. He had the authority, Tosfos seems to say. Again, Brisa Lopigar de Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan a Brisa. So then Tosfos deals with this issue a little more. First skinny line, Vim Tomar, Imkena my hikbid Rabbi Yochanan Alav Shemin. Right? If you can do whatever you want, and Rabbi Yochanan's point is the Brisa is only giving one option, so why was he so upset when he got his right shoe? Okay, I like the left one first, but if there's a Brisa that says otherwise, so why was he so upset? If the halacha is you can do whatever you want. So Tosfos says, you could pick and choose, but you got to pick one for life. You could pick whichever one. You want to be a left shoe man or a right shoe man. That's what you got to do at this stage of the Gemara. V'nirer l'ri, da'achi birusha, da'avid achi avid, misha rotze l'chabev shel smol. If you want to make the left one the beloved one in your actions. Misha mitzvah tefillin, harishas biyado. U'misha rotze l'chabev shel yamin yoser, misha b'chashiv shel yamin, harishas biyado. Whatever you want. Rabbi Yochanan, the problem was that he always did the left one first. And now he just got the right one. That's why he was upset. Because he always liked being consistent in his putting on his shoe in the morning. Good. One more line and then we'll talk more about it. Says the Gemara. Amar Le Abaya. One second. How could you say it's either or? Dilma Rabbi Yochanan Hamasis and Lavi Shamile. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan never heard of the Brisa. Right, that would also answer Tosis's question. Right, he wasn't happy because he didn't hear of it. How can you automatically say that Rabbi Yochanan is giving a little bit unlike what I just said a couple of minutes ago? It's not like he has the authority, but he understood the Brisa as one option. And he's giving another option. He's saying it's either or. But maybe no. Maybe if he would have heard the Brisa, he would have retracted his statement. Or maybe he did hear of it and he says we don't pass like that Brisa. So there are so many options here. Right? So how do you know how do you know it's at the end of the day you could do either or? So Gemara says you're right. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yari Shemayim Yotzei Deishtehen. A Yari Shemayim should be Yotzei both. Right? This is the source of this concept that sometimes we try to cover ourselves. We try to cover both options. No, Yari Shemayim to do both. The language of the Shulchan Aruch by Rabbi Notam Tfilin, Yari Shemayim Yotzei Shnehem, other examples of trying to cover Yoreit Shemayim makes Tefillat HaDerech, you put it with Smucha L'Chavrta, because there are some poskim that say, some Rishonim that hold that. This concept comes up in various places. Yoreit Shemayim tries to cover it. We mentioned a couple of days ago, saying Baruch Shem after the first Bracha on Tefillin. Right, that's also Yoreit Shemayim, Yosi Deshneim, Umanu Marbrei Dravana. And who is this Yoreit Shemayim Marbrei Dravana? So what did he do? Hechi Yavid, he did both. He had a little bit of right chashivus and a little bit of left chashivus. Siyem diamine, he put on his right shoe first, velo katar, and he did not tie it. V'siyem desmale, and then he put on his left shoe first, v'katar, and he tied it, v'adakata diamina, and then he tied his right one, period. Right, so that is right, left, left, right. You put on the right one first because right is always chashuv. You tie the left one because that's by tefillin. We tie the tefillin on our left arms. That's why we give chashivas to tying to the left side. Good. That is the maskana of the Gemara. If you look again in Tosfos, the siyim desmali second Tosfos, omer riva dafka leaning kshira. So what is chashiv on the left side? Only the tying, because the chashiv is a tefillin. So therefore, what if you have, Tosfos says, slip-ons? Tosus, the Rishonim, talk about slip-ons. What do you do? Shoes that don't have ties, just do the right one first. That's it. There's no kshira. The left is only chashiv in the world of kshira. If you have shoes that don't have ties, if there is no kshira, Tosfos says right here that one just puts them on. Okay, let's just do three more lines and then I'll talk more about it. Amar Avashi, Chazina l'Rav Kahana, Delo Kapin. I saw Rav Kahana was on Makpid about this. Okay, he saw Rav Kahana was on Makpid about doing it both. Tana Rabbanan, Kishihu Noel Noel Shal Yamin V'Achak Noel Shal Smol. When you put the right one on, you put the right one on first and the left one take off. Kishihu Cholates Shal Smol V'Achak Cholates Shal Yamin. And the opposite when you take them off. Take off the left shoe first. Put on the right shoe first, take off the left shoe first. Kishahu. We'll get to the limits of that. When you wash yourself, wash the right. The right is always more chashiv. When we wash, right, when we do Netilas Yadayim in the morning, what do? We fill up the cup with our right hand. Shulchan Aruch says, fill up the cup with the right hand. And the poskim say, why? Because right is midas harachamim and left is midas adin. So we fill up the cup with our right hand whenever you do Netilas Yadayim, in the morning for washing, and then we put it in our left hand and then we wash our right hand first. So we're doing both things with our right hand. A lot of times we don't focus. We're like filling it up with our left hand because, you know, we're going to wash our right hand first. Shulchan Aruch says mefurish, that we're supposed to fill up the cup with our right hand, right? And then switch it to the left hand and then pour it on our right hand first because the right is more chashuv. So even in washing, when somebody, the post gives name, when somebody's in the shower. A shower, what kind of water? Yes, there's even a kiyum if one remembers to wash the right side of the body first. Kshu rochets. Don't dafka say hands. Kshu rochets. If somebody doesn't, I don't think we have to be machmer like Rabbi Yochanan before. If I wash my left side of my body first, I can't wash my right side. Okay, next time. I'll only wash my left side. No, I don't think you have to be so like that. The Netziv says, the poskim don't say that. Okay, but either way, if one remembers to wash the road. And baka rochets shall smol. Kshu sach. Sach shayim and baka shall smol. Somebody's putting on sach. Right? Somebody's putting on suntan lotion, sunscreen. Right side first, if you want to remember. Right, it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum of the always with the right side first. Lachashol small. The arosol asuch kal gufo. And if somebody's putting all over his whole body, sach rosho tchila. The head always comes first. Bnei shehu melech al kol evarav. The head is the king. When my tamidim wants to ask me, what do you do first in the shower? I mean, every area of halacha, shampoo or soap? So pashtus shampoo. Right, do the head first. Wash the head area first. Right, that's the melech al kol evarim, and then the body. Again, if it's out of order, it's okay. But this is this is what it says. Beautiful Meiri. The Meiri says, you know what you see from this Gemara, and you need the Meiri in this Gemara. This Gemara tells me that everything I do in life has significance. You know, I think I'm just putting on my shoes. I'm taking off my shoes. I'm taking a shower. Okay, why does God care about this? No, everything in life makes me think about things. Oh, right is more chashuv. The right, and that's why, you know, the right hand, that's why called Pino Shatapone, Nepola Derech Yamin, the Kohen goes out the Mizbeach, he makes a right turn, right? What by Boi B'Shalom, if we remember to turn to the right and then to the right, right? The right is always the Meiri. Tal Talmide Chachamim, Kol Maaseim Ponos Al Tachlas Achas. Talmide Chachamim, and we all have to make ourselves Talmide Chachamim in this way, right? They all focus on one thing. Afilu B'Shasha Asukim B'Tzarchei Gufam. Even if we're involved in our bodily issues, libam pone lekavanat avodat Hashem, says the Meiri, our heart is avodas Hashem focus. Kfar yadata kshu noel min alav mevarch shasali kotzarki. When you put your shoes on, as the Gemara said at the end of brachas, right? You say shasali kotzarki. We don't do this anymore for various reasons. We say all the brachas in shul, but bismana Talmud. They said the brachas as they did the actions. Pokeach ivrim, albasharumim, shasli kotzarki is my shoes. Kamoshi is buyer. Akshu noel noshe imin tchila, kede lahalos aleiv. So that we think in our heart, shebechol dava roi lahaymin, velachlo kavod, lachol misha holech, derech yamin. Going to the right symbolizes going in the proper path. And therefore, always go to the bin. When we say Shmona Esrei, our right foot goes forward first. Right? It's always the Amin has chashivas in halacha. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Some of these Gemaras, sometimes you find certain actions or not. But this is quoted. Simen Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Yin O Min Al Yamin Tchila. Put your right shoe on first. Velo Yikshirenu. don't tie. V'achach yinosho small v'yikshirenu. And then put on the left one and tie. V'yachshav yikshashil yamin, and then tie the right one. Ubin minalim shel rama. Ubin minalim shelanu she'en lam kshira. The rama and Krakow. We have slip-ons. Yinosho yamin tchila. Tosus perpa me'isha daf samach aleph. That rama is today's daf yomi. Right there, we were mekayim that rama. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Kishacholetz ben alav, cholik shel smol, tchila, we take off the left one first. Good. What about a lefty? What about a lefty? Every shaila in halacha, you got to say, and what about a lefty? So a lefty does tefillin the opposite way. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, no. Lefty does not do it differently. V'iter yad sheminiach tefillin b'yamin shel kol adam, yakdim yamin gam lakshira. At least putting him on, he puts on the right one first also, says the Mishnah Berurah, and he also ties the right one, because the lefty, right, he ties on his right arm. So that's why he should do both with his right arm. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'iter yad sheminiach tefillin b'yamin shel kol adam, yakdim yamin gam lakshira. Gam Lakshira, this is based on the Shari Tshuva. Earlier he says this, that's what he, again, it's not 100% clear what a lefty should do, but that is what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you look at Shlomo Zalman says it's not 100% clear, so whatever you do, you could do if you're a lefty. Whichever one, but just do it consistently. Like we said in the Gemara. That's what he says. Bedink Shiras min Olam, this is in the Halicha Shlomo, in Perek Cheney, in the one on Tefillah. Bedink Shiras min Olam b'ki'iter yad. Kiva sheyes kama deos bazeh, da'avid kamar avid, u'da'avid kamar avid. That's what he says. That's about a lefty. What about a woman? A woman doesn't wear tefillin. What should a woman do? Aval ha'isha, kiva she mochin b'yada mila haniach tefillin, no eles v'koshera shel yamin tchila. Everything right. That's what a female should do. Everything right. Beautiful. But then he quotes something very fascinating. And that is what we always say, when you take off your shoes, you take off the left one first. Why? Because that gives chashivas to the right. The fact that the right one is left on, that's what gives chashivas to the right by taking the left one off first. What happens, says Shlomo Zalman, though, if you're taking off your shoes for a mitzvah? We have some kahanim in the room. What shoe do you take off when you before you duchen? Right? So what do you do? So probably, the Gemara says, you take off the left shoe first. Says of Shlomo Zalman, no. If you're taking your shoes off and doing a mitzvah, you take the right one off first. Because you're doing a mitzvah now. So you want to do it quickly. You want to give cheshivas to the mitzvah. Take the right one off first. Hacholis min olav. Or, he quotes, if you're taking off your shoes on Erev Shabbos, because you want to put on your Shabbos shoes. Hacholis min olav, the Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Kedelin ol acheirim emu yuchadim l'shabbos. Ol enakosun l'kavet Shabbos. I want to clean my shoes. Nireh. It appears to me, says Shlomo Zalman, shecholetz yamin tchila. I think you should take off the right one first. He says that even though you could argue on my source of this, because my source is in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Rav Kook says, when you take off your shoes on Erev Yom Kippur, take off the right one first, because it's tzarech mitzvah, because of the mitzvah of inui, right? Ukamochein Erev Tisha B'Av. He says, even if you want to argue on those to say, not really a mitzvah, it's just that you shouldn't have pleasure. But he says in my case, it's a sure mitzvah. So even if you want to, you're not sure about the other cases, about Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, but for sure in this case. He also says, obviously, chalitza. They have sure chalitza, you know, anytime there's a chalitza's mitzvah, so then, I'm sorry? That's only one anyway, right. Kohanim should take their right shoe off first, says Shlomo Zalman, because they're taking it off L'Shei Mitzvah. If it's not L'Shei Mitzvah, so then, why don't you take off the left one first? Beautiful. That is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Anything else to mention here? No. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara. V'lo b'tfilin. That Me'iri is what we walk away with, besides the Halakha L'Maisa. The Me'iri about every area of our life has chashivas, and even how you put on your shoes, right? Somebody who is not well versed in Talmudic thought will read this Gemara and, oh come on, who cares how you put on your shoe? The point is, halacha cares about every single detail. I like to give the example, I found the most amazing, on the night of the Seder. This is even a minhag. Night of the Seder. Dam, Tzardeya, Kinim. So how do you take the dam out of the kos? Different minhagim. Look on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Whatever sheet that you want to find, you'll find there. So some say, probably the most prevalent minhag is the pinky. the pinky, you don't want to take out too much, and you don't want to take out too much, and also it's word of bin follow yivchal tismach. We don't want to be so happy that they're right, like we don't say hallel. Okay, so that's what you take out the pinky. Well, the poskim say, you give Hashem the pinky? Etzba lo gimme! The pointer, the etzba! And others say, the arm, I'll give him the longest finger. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu was the greatest. The kemitza, the one that you do a mitzvah with in the base of Migdash. And other poskim say, how can you put your fingers into the kos? Just spill it out from the side. Right, so whatever shita you have, about a minog, about how do you spill it out. Unbelievable. Right? Every little detail is significant. Here too, putting on one's shoes. Okay. V'lo b'tefillin. Says the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to go out wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Not wearing tefillin. So Amar of Safra. Lo tema aliba demanda amar Shabbos lavzman tefillin hu. Rav Safra reminds us of a major machlokas tanoim, which the main sugya is going to come up as Hashem in Mesechas Erevin this coming summer as Hashem. So lo tema aliba demanda amar Shabbos lavzman tefillin hu. This is not only according to the mandamar that says Shabbos is not the time for tefillin. Right, not only according to that mandamar could you not wear tefillin out on Shabbos. El afilu mandamar Shabbos man tefillinu. Even if you want to say Shabbos is man tefillin. Meaning it's not excluded. It's not a Zman Grumma because of Shabbos. Maybe it's a Zman Grumma because of night, but not because of Shabbos. And there are some Tanoim that hold it's not a Zman Grumma at all. It's a machlokas, whether Shabbos is Zman Tefillin or not. But Rav Safar is saying, our Mishnah is even according to the Man D'Amar, that Shabbos is not is Zman Tefillin. Lo Yetzi, you still can't walk out with it. Why? Dilmo Asil Asui versus a Rabbim. Because you might have to carry it versus a Rabbim. In which case, machlokas Rashi tells us. Rashi says, you might have to go to the bathroom. If you have to go to the bathroom, you might take off your tefillin, at least the tefillin shalrosh, whatever it is, we have the gemasugis and brachas, and then you might come out, and then before you put it back on, you might come to carry it. So Rashi says, bathroom. Tosva says, no, one of the ritsuos might rip. Right, it's straps hanging down as you're walking. You know, many times our tzitzes get caught, right? So your strap might get caught, it might rip, and you might come to carry it in that case, right? To Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. It's a question, Tosfos had the girsa of maybe it'll rip. That's what Tosfos says that. Rashi obviously didn't have such a girsa. The Ika, let's finish first, and then we'll continue more. Vika the Masi La Seifa, and some say this discussion about the Seifa. The last line of the Mishnah, Vim Yatze Ina Chayev Eschatas. The Mishnah said, if you do go out with any of these, including tefillin, then it's only an issa d'rabanan, not an issa d'araisa, not chayef chatas. Amar Rav Safra, and on that Rav Safra said, lo teba liba demanda amar de Shabbos zman tefillin hu. Not only are you not chayef chatas, not only is it not an issa d'araisa, according to the manda amar, Shabbos is zman tefillin, because then it's appropriate to wear tefillin, then you understand why it's not a masa. Ela afilu lemanda amar, Shabbos loves zman tefillin hu. Even if you say it's inappropriate, Shabbos is not the zman for tefillin, it's still not an issur d'araisa to wear tefillin outside. Tefillin hu, eino chayev chatas. My taima, derech malbush avida. You're still wearing it. Still wearing something. And therefore, on a d'araisa level, it's still not pashtus, not called a masui. That's what the Gemara says. Good. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? What's the svara for the man d'amar that says Shabbos is lav zman tefillin? So the smag says, one of the Rishonim, or the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, Rav Moshe Mikutzi says, and the Rishit L'Aran quotes it right here, because Shabbos is an os. Osi b'nei v'neichem, and what? Rabbeinu Bachai quotes the Parshas Lech Lecha, we mentioned this a couple of years ago, in a Parshas Shir, al pishnei edim yakum davar. A Jew always needs two witnesses. Always needs two witnesses, al pishnei edim. So what are our osos? Mila, tefillin, and Shabbos. You always need two. So if I wear tefillin on Shabbos, I'm being mezalzel in the os of Shabbos, and that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, because we have two osos. We have Mila and Shabbos. That is what the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Parshas Lech Lecha. We always like to quote it, but we usually don't quote it inside. So today I'll quote it inside. The Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen in the second Chelek. Second Chelek. Simin Kuf Ches. Kuf Ches. Lefi tama smag mikoach shnei edim. If you say like the smag that the issue is shnei edim yakum davar, misha mesu echal machmas mila yaniach tefillin b'Shabbos. If somebody's an RL, let's say they're not allowed to get mila because there's hemophilia in the family and their two older brothers died from mila, so we paskin you're not allowed to get mila. Does he wear tefillin on Shabbos because he only has one os? Maybe he should wear tefillin on Shabbos. Says the Shulman Hadeshen, no. He says the smog. He can't paskin from the smog. He said, I got it. It's a nice, fluffy reason. But no! Me'ikir adin, the halach is, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. He says, that's agada ba'alma. There are other halachic reasons that it's learned out from Sukkim. He says, you can't say that. You have a lot of times there's agadata that it's given for the basis of a halacha. He says, for example, he says, the Gemara needs the daflam alav, which we know. Why is meal on day 8? And not on day 7? Because we don't want the husband and the wife, everybody else is going to be besimcha on at the milah, and the husband and the wife can't give a hug to each other. If you have milah on day 5, they can't give a hug, right? She's still tummy. She's tumas yoledes. So that's why you have it on day 8. So what for a boy, there's tumas yoledes for 7 days. The woman, the hebrew bana based on migdash, right? After a woman is a baby boy, she's going to go to the mikvah on the night before the bris. So going to the night before the bris, then it should be tahara labayla, right? Because tumas yoledes. So since the tumas yoledes for 1 minute. But if she was a zava when she had a baby, she's got another 14 days. So maybe the bris milah should be on day 15. But you don't paskin based on those types of reasons in the Gemara, says the tumas yoledes. And you have it on day 8. Ukaele rabos betalmud. And there are many examples of this, says the tumas yoledes, in the Gemara, these types of reasons. And that's what we generally paskin, that we don't do it. Low plug that we don't have such a... We're not such a svara. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Shagas Aryeh discusses this. What's the svara for the Gemara, for the Shita, that if Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, why isn't it a masa? And there are even Rishonim. He says, look at Rashi in Maseches Eruvin, that you violate Baal Tosef if you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So why wouldn't it be a masa? You're not allowed to wear it. So that's the Shagas Aryeh's discussion in Simen Mem Aleph. In the end of the simon, he talks about our Gemara. So he suggests maybe our Gemara is limited only according to certain opinions. Maybe it's based on the source of why Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. But he's very bothered why it wouldn't be a masa. Right, this whole piece is about is it according to lav zman tefillin? Is it just that you don't have to wear tefillin, or it's usur wear tefillin? That's this 8-page Trumas Hadeshen of Shagas Aryeh, and he talks about what the source is for excluding Shabbos and Yantif. Okay, but he's very bothered by that issue. But that's what the Gemara says explicitly, though. The Gemara says that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Good. Are tefillin muksa? What happens if you walk into, gotten the shiloh more than once, you walk into shul and there's tefillin on your seat. Or you forgot to take, let's say, you have your talis in your tefillin, you want to take out your talus. So that's less of an issue, because even if it's muksa, that's a basas davar asul davar mutar, as we discussed already. If your bag has the talus and the tefillin in it, so you take out the talus, right? You're allowed, it's not a basas, talus is not muksa. What about tefillin? Tefillin itself? Ramah, simin shinches, tefillin ein lataltalam ki im letzorech. You can be mataltal tefillin letzorech. Pashtus of the Ramah, tefillin are klisha malachta laheter. You're allowed to move tefillin if you need to. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, other, no, say, Kelam HaShulchan Aruch, are more machmer. They say, no, tefillin have the status of Klisha Malachta L'Isser. And therefore, you cannot move the tefillin for the protection of the tefillin itself, what's called Mechama L'Tzel, but what you're allowed to do is L'Sorach Gufal L'Sorach Makomo. I mean, tefillin is like scissors or a pen, that if you need the spot of the tefillin, you can pick it up, like it's on your chair. If you need to use the tefillin for a mutter purpose, you can move it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes. V'tazal magen avram machmirim besovrim, the tefillin mikri klisha malachta l'isser. Deharei asher l'nichim b'shabbos, and therefore you can only move it to gufa tzarek makomo. And he says, b'shat ha'tzchak, you can be maker like the Ramah. Meaning, what if the tefillin are in a certain spot and I'm worried that they're going to get stolen, or they're going to get lost, or they're going to whatever. So, according to the magen avram and the Taz, you can't do anything. You're allowed to put something over it, maybe. But the Ramah says that, Pashtus the Ramah, Klishulat Laheter, and the Mishnah Berurah says, B'shasat Chak, what can we make on that case? Okay, let's continue. Also, a Kemiah, the amulet. The amulet that is not a professional amulet. One is not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Amar Rav Papa, Lo Tema, Ad Demumcha Gavra Umumcha Kamiya. One does not need that both the provider of the amulet and the amulet is expert. Right? There's an amuletter, I don't know how to call that one person, and the amulet itself. A person could be a professional, but he could give you a new type of amulet. Or this could be a very well-tried amulet, but it could be straight out of amulet school. Right, so do you need both experience? The Mishnah, the Rapapa says no. Ella kiva de mumcha gavra avagat de mumcha kamiya. Once it's a amulet expert, and he gives it to you, that's all you need for Shabbos. That's all you need for Shabbos. Why? As we'll get to a little bit later, because now it's a malbush to you. We said if you got it from an experienced person, that's not a masa. Take a nami, and I'll prove it to you from the language. Diktani v'lo b'kamiya b'zman she'eino min ha'mumche v'lo k'tani b'zman she'eino mumche. It says eino min ha'mumche. Mashma, if it's from a professional, shma mina, that would be good enough. Tan rabbanan.
Why isn't it subjective?
Oh. So Sfasamis is going to talk about it. Let's wait. Be'ez Hashem, why isn't it subjective? Tana Rabbanan, Ezo Kamiya. What is a Kamiya Mumche? Kol Sharipa V'Shana V'Shileish. Right? If you use it three times, if a Kamiya works three times, then that's a Kamiya Mumche. Echad Kamiya Shel Ksav, Echad Kamiya Shel Ikarin. Whether it's written, right? You write like Shem Hashem or other issues on a piece of a klaf. Or if it's ikarin, which is spices, certain types of growths and plants and herbs that you carry around your neck. Either way, same rules. Echad cholash yesh bo sakana, vechad cholash yesh bo sakana. Either way. And also, lo shenichpeh, and the amulet is not only used if you are already sick and you're trying to get healed, el shelo yichafeh. Right? It's so that you don't get sick. You're even allowed to wear it on Shabbos as preventative. Preventative. What, anybody in the world? So Rashi here has a limit, bottom line, Shabami Mishpachas Nichpin. Vidoik Shal Yichpeh, you have a family history. Family history of Nichpeh, which usually means epilepsy, some type of seizure issue. But either way, it's the Chiddush of the Gemara, you can use it for preventative. Vikosher Umatir Filibushes Rabim. And you can tie it and untie it even in the street. Again, not a tie of a daraisa type of tie, but whatever type of tie, we're not worried if it's an amulet that you have for health purposes. So we assume you're not going to move without it, right? People are very, very good in terms of their health issues. Ubavach lo yikshirenu b'shir ubetabas. As long as you don't tie it, this amulet, to a shir or a tabas, to a necklace or a ring, a different type, meaning not one, maybe that's exclusive for the amulet, for the kamiya, but you tied it onto another piece of jewelry. V'yetzi bo b'rishas harabim. Why? Mishum maris ayin. That would be maris ayin. That what? Maris ayin, that what? Says the Ritva, what are you worried about? Oh, well, look at Rashi first. Be putting Maris Ayin on top. Delo mechzi keman deboy leil refuah el latachshit. Because if you have it on another piece of jewelry, people will think that it's a piece of jewelry, and it's not. V'latachshit ol machmas dagas choli. Therefore, it's Maris Ayin. People will think it is jewelry, and it is not. It is being used as a tachshit. Okay, let's continue a little bit, and then we'll get to that Ritva and the Sfasemes that I mentioned, Be'ez Hashem. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Yotanya, Ezeo Kamiya Mumche, Kosharipa, Gimel B'nei Adam Ke'echad. How could you say a Kamiya Mumche is if it was used three times? No, you see from here, it has to do with the people. Ripa Gimel B'nei Adam. So Gemara says, Lokasha, Halim Chuye Gavra, Halim Chuye Kamiya. Well, the Brisa here is talking about to make expert the person. So if you heal three people, he's a mumcha. Earlier is to make expert the kamiya itself. So that you have to have the kamiya used three times. Right, Rashi fascinatingly compares this to Shur Muad. If an ox gores three different animals, so he's a muad to gore animals. If you gore three different, right, you could make cumulative different actions. So it's all based on chazakas. Good, let's continue. Amar Papa, Pshitali, Tlas Kamiya, Tlas Gavri, Tlas Azimni. If one guy gives three Kamiyas three times to three different people, then everything's done. Ismachi Gavri, Ismachi Kamiya. The Mumche did it three times, and the Kamiya was three times. Tlasa Kamiya, Tlasa Gavri, Chad Chad Zimna. What if you give three Kamiyas out to three people, one per person? They worked. So Gavra Ismachi Kamiya Lo Ismachi. You gave three different Kamiyas, but they're all from the same person. So now he's got the Mumcha status. Chad Kamiya Latzlasa Gavri. One Kamiya that worked for three different people. Kamiya Ismachi Gavra Lo Ismachi. So all those are straightforward. Boy Rav Papa, what about this case? Tlasa Kamiya Lachad Gavra Mai. What if you gave three different Kamiyas to the same person? Mai. Kamiya Vada Lo Ismachi. So the Kamiya definitely was not Nisbach because it was the same Kamiya to the same person. Gavra Ismachi, do we say, but the person, the Gavra, the Mumche, is Olo Ismachi or not? Why? What's the issue? Mi Aminon Ha'asile. Well, he healed him, Lamaisa, three times. Odilma Mazla Dahai Gavra Hudaka Makabok Sava. This guy, obviously, his body works with Kamiyas. Right, it's different. There's no riot to other people. So teiku, we're not sure about that one. Okay, a couple of important points. Number one, says the Ritva, just because an expert used three kamiyas, does that mean so every kamiya in the book is going to work for him? How do you rely on that? V'yim tomar, v'od kashalei, heich efshel omar, ki mipnei shezeripa shlosha chala'im, mishunim, shehe miyuta de miyuta, yehe mumche l'kol shar kamiyin v'lachashim shehim ruba? There's 4,000 kamiyas. So whatever you want to do during the week, that's fine. But you could assume that he has the status of a mumche, and then even though he's only used 2% of kamiyas in the world, he says, and then he said, he quotes Rashi, who compares it to Shor HaMuad, Eina dimyon ola yafe, ki ma inyin ha'adas negichos lahamchas chachma v'refua. What is an animal's behavior have to do with saying that this guy knows all kamiyas in the world? So he goes through a long piece here, and at the end of the piece he says, as Josh just said before, and that is, all we need in this case is a person's self-confidence and a person's tranquility in terms of the kamiya. That's all we need to make it a takshin and not a masui. So we have no idea about the other kamiyas. But once this guy has done it three times, and people think of him as a mumcha, they're going to have yishev adas, so it's not going to be a masui. That's all you need in our context. He says, "Tahani mili le'inyino tzah Shabbos tibidin shelo yeh kamiya masui eno tzrichim vadaz gemura shehe kamiya roi l'refu av achazaka alimta." You don't have to be so strong. Elakoshiyesh bekamiya bitachon ladas bnei adam shesvurim shehu roi l'rapos b'hem chashiv alanchu chashiv lo ma'abush. And people think that if it's worked three times, so with different kamiyas, they give the guy the status. And then he adds, according to the Mandamar, like Rabbi, that usually holds two times as a chazaka, right? Machlokas, two or three times in general. Here they'd agree that you need three, because it's not regular dini chazaka. It's based on people's yishev adas. When are they going to have yishev adas? That's a very important ritva to understand this sugya. Number one. Number two, another important mi'iri on our sugya. Says the mi'iri, why aren't all these kamiyas asur mishum dafnun gimel shchika samamanim? The Isid Rabbana taking medicine on Shabbos. How can we take any of these kamiyas? So we said before, preventative. Maybe a preventative should be the only thing that's mutter. So why? So says the Meiri, because what's the whole Isser of Shechikas HaMamanim? We're worried that you might come to do it because you might come to make your own medicine. By Refuah Seguli, as he calls it, right, by this type of alternative medicine, everybody knows that they can't do it. Only the experts could do it. So they're not going to come make their own kamiya. They're not going to do anything with their herbs because they're not going to fool around because it's got to be from the expert. Another important ha'ara. The early shaf sheli karin lo hayu refuos tivios elasgulios v'lo hayu adam mahara achareyan at sheyavo lechadish b'hem shum davar. Okay, that is the ritva and that is the meiri. Viter ibaylahu kemiyad yesh b'mishum kedusha odel ma'ein b'mishum kedusha. If a kemiyah has shem Hashem on it as part of its, you know, what was written on it, does it have Kedusha or not? Why? It wasn't written L'shem Kedusha. It wasn't written to be a Sefer Torah, or a Mezuzah, or even the cloth to put into the Meisota. It was just written to be a Kamiya. So what status does that have? Does it have Kedusha or not? So L'mai Hilchasa. Well, regarding what halacha are we asking about? You know, well, what do you have to know? What do you have to know for? So Ilema La'atsu Linhu Mipnei HaDaleka. I mentioned the Sfas Emes Derech Agav outside, so we didn't read it inside. So, if it's because the issue is, can you save these kamiyas from a fire? We're going to have later on, Rechman Alasana, there's a fire. What are you allowed to take out to a place where there's a chatzer, a Rosh Hasharabim? Right, what are you allowed to save? Right, again, and that's all cases where there's no sakana safashis. So what are you allowed to take out? So if it's the issue of what you're allowed to save from a fire, no, tashma. We already know that. Habrachos vakamiyin, brachos and kamiyin, these are kamiyins. What are brachos? So Rashi says, Rashi, third wide line, shetiknu chachamim, brachos that chachamim or mesak kagon, tisha shal Rosh Hashanah, sheyesh ben malchiyah zachronos v'shofros. What does that mean? Why is Rashi quoting that? Because those are brachos that have psukim in them. Right, that's what Rashi's talking about. If you have a siddur, or a brachos, what do you mean, stama bracha, with Shem Hashem? Not only Shem Hashem, but has psukim in them. So that's what Rashi Pashas is quoting that. So, brachos v'kemiyin, afal pishish ben osios, even though it has letters, inyonos harbe, shabbat Torah, and it has parts of the Torah, ein matzilonos harbe, you're not going to save them, Because it wasn't written to be a Devar Kedusha. V'nisrafin b'mkoman, and it's burned in its spot. Right? You don't go by just the words themselves. Rachman al-Hassan, if you have an Epicurus that wrote a Torah, you know what you do with the Torah? You burn the Torah. You burn the Torah. It doesn't have Kedusha. It's not a Torah. Right? So here too, if it wasn't written, l'shem Kedusha, so then it doesn't have the Kedusha. You don't save it. So, Elohim Yigeniza. Maybe the issue is, well, do you have to bury it? Is it Seamus, as we call it? Is it Geniza? So Tashma, we also learned that too. Hayakasiv al Yados HaKelim, if you have a shame written on a handle of a kli, v'yal kari amita, or on the edge of a bed, yagud v'yigenzenu. You gotta take it off. But it does have Kedusha, legabe burying it. So you wouldn't save it from a fire, because they have this counter pressure of going to a makom without an Erev, right? But if it's Stam regarding Geniza, you would be gonezit. Because, again, because it's neutral here. It's not like the case I gave before with an apikaris. It's just neutral. You wrote it as a kamiya. So, Ella, so what's the issue? So we know you have those halachas. Ella, likanis bem bebeis akisei. The shail is, can you go into a bathroom with them? My, yesh ben kedusha v'asur, al dilma ein ben kedusha v'shari. Right, does it have kedusha or not? Can you go into the bathroom with these kamiyas, which are dafka, were not written l'shem kedusha. They were written l'shem refuah. So, tashma. So the Mishnah said, you're allowed to go out with a kamiya that's not a mumcha, hamina mumcha nafik, but you're allowed to go out with an expert one. V'i amrit kamiya yishbem shim kedusha. But if you say it has kedusha and you'd have to take it off when you go to the bathroom, so then why aren't we worried? Zimnin demitztarech lebeis akisei. Maybe you'll have to go to the bathroom. V'yasi lesayinu daralam v'shizarabim. You might have to carry it in the street when you get out. So why aren't we worried about that? It must be that you could wear it in the bathroom. You're not going to take it off. So where is it? No. Hakmaeskinon bekamiya sheli karin. Maybe we're not talking about the psukim ones. We're talking about the herbs ones. So the Gemara said, no. Batanya echad kamiya shel ksav echad kamiya sheli karin. Either one. So ella hakmaeskinon becholosh yishpa sakana. Cholosh yishpa sakana. So he can do whatever he wants. I batanya echad cholosh yishpa sakana echad cholosh yishpa sakana. The Brisa says ella kivan demasi afa gab denakle biyade nami shaper dami. Wow. Since it heals. Since it's healing, and it heals even when it's in your hand. So therefore, it's not called a masa even if you carry it in your hands. Look at the bottom line in Rashi. Hilkach, inami maisile, dalramas biyadayim, lo machayev. Unbelievable. We'll have to see if that line holds up. But we'll have to stop here. What does this Gemara have to do with anything? There's a serious shaila. Serious shaila is a whole line of jewelry that's very popular, especially amongst teenage girls. I forgot exactly what it's called, where they have psukim written on necklaces and on bracelets. Very serious. I forgot exactly what it's called, but it's serious shiloh. But going into the bathroom with that, you got to put it inside. So it's always a good idea not to have a whole pasuk. Like, make up a pasuk. As they say on invitations also. But invitations of weddings, but sometimes you get an invitation, it has psukim all around. Besides Shir HaShirim, which is a separate issue about using Shir HaShirim psukim. But there are psukim there. So what do you do? A lot of times most people throw out the invitations. They don't remember to focus on the psukim and tear that off and put it in the Geniza. So that's why it's always a good idea about an invitation not to quote a real pasuk. Nale as Yushalayim. Right? Because Ale, I think, is the pasuk. So if you write Nale, right? So then, I don't remember exactly, but that's, you have to change the pasuk a little bit. And most people won't notice. That's not the real pasuk. But either way, that is the that's a way out of it. But again, because it's a serious shaila in terms of wearing these psukim, even neutral psukim, into the bathroom if they're open. Again, a double covering would be okay. But okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue. I'm going to try to give a